Three-time Wisconsin Sports Writer of the Year, Jason Wilde.
Is there anything anybody loves more than agreeing with Tausch?
Packers Hall of Famer, Mark Tauscher.
I got a hunch this isn't going to be concise either.
Broadcasting live from the Everlight Solar Studio.
I would say that you are pretty easygoing. You're actually probably more easygoing than I am.
This is Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin.
Well, there's no... You're not easygoing at all.
Hey!
On 100.5 ESPN, the ESPN app, and Wisconsin On Demand.
Edition. The 0% chance. 0%.
Dangerous.
It is dangerous.
Very dangerous.
Not learning any lessons from that young know-it-all in January 1998 on his way to the Super Bowl edition. The headlines edition.
I haven't seen anything posted. Very nervous.
Hunter is on the case because it's also the Jesse Nelson had to stay up late last night, and so he's off today.
Oh, he's sleepy.
He's sleepy. Will be grumpy.
Edition, and all the other fun stuff we do every Friday of Wilde and Tausch on 94.5 ESPN Milwaukee, 100.5 ESPN Madison, 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam. ESPNWisconsin.com, the ESPN app, your Alexa smart speaker, streaming live video, Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, and of course everything you need on WisconsinOnDemand.com and the Wisconsin On Demand app. So Jesse's awake. He's listening to the show. He's hearing us criticize him. What is going on?
What?
I'm Jason Wilde in Green Bay. Hunter Vaughn is in as our cousin sub of the day. Cousin subs, we believe in better. Welcome, Hunter. Thank you for your service.
Hello, guys. I don't even know what's going on. I'll be honest. We're winging it today.
And from his undisclosed location, never to appear on his own show, he is the Packers Hall of Famer. Wakey, wakey! It is Mark Tauscher. Tausch, good morning. How are you?
I'm good. Is it blind resume day, Hunter, or we have too much stuff going on? I love Hunter.
Gerald
is
Ford trivia.
I think we kind of all have our brand. I'm an analogy guy. Jason, you're a long-winded scribe. Hunter's BSR or BRG. He's BRG. Yeah, I screwed
and a
up.
Little BRG. BSR too, from what I understand.
Yeah, he's a little BSR-y too, but he's a blind resume guy.
He does a great job. We're happy to have him. What has Jesse worked out? He had two Fridays in a row, or just one?
No, just one. He wasn't going to do two in a row.
That's way too much.
So, all right. Well, we look forward to headlines because Jesse was up so late because of the Badgers volleyball match at USC. He is off today recalibrating, but he's not. But he's technically working still. He takes these weird days off that aren't really days off, too. Like, kind of like me, but I actually am off and I just work anyway. He says he's working, but he's mostly off. We look forward to the headlines being available.
Yep.
Would you say, where does this one, you can't, don't give out any clues on what
sure.
film it is. But how did you feel about this one? Because your Shawshank last week or 2 weeks ago was top of the line.
Yeah, I love Shawshank. Shawshank, with some of the stuff that we've, I think Jesse still has to shoot one. Otherwise, I think most of them are in the can. Shawshank was my favorite. This one, from a straight video standpoint, I believe will be the most entertaining for you and for our fans.
Mm.
Audio-wise, I'm not sure. Video-wise, I feel fairly confident. Top-notch. Top-notch.
By the way, for those of you who went to bed early last night and didn't stay up for our coverage of Wisconsin volleyball, they swept USC on the road in three straight.
Yeah, they're going to Hawaii tonight.
Games.
They're trying to figure out how can we fly further to go play. So they're actually going to go play in Hawaii tonight.
I don't think that's true, but I think they are going to the beach.
No, they got a match in Guam. I think they're going to go play in Guam early next week.
But they made quick work of the Trojans, which, again, makes me wonder if Jesse really had to stay up all that late last night, even with the early first or the late first serve of 10 p.m. locally.
It's
a good win.
You remember when I said something to him after he took this role on, and I said, you're going to miss a bunch of shows because you're not going to work after. And he made sure to say that's not the case.
Yeah, malarkey.
Yeah.
No.
Which
absolutely
is all right.
True.
Jesse's just – Hunter, are you doing the big – and I'm excited tonight now. Matter of fact, my boys at the pickleball over at the Prairie Athletic Club this morning, they're excited. They said, boy, that Muskego-McGuanago game's on free streaming tonight on ESPN Madison. Hunter, is it you with the Dean or is it going to be Youngster?
It is me with the Dean.
Let's go.
Oh, I'm so
excited.
Let's
go.
This is like Duke, North Carolina
spread?
In the Final Four. Oh, I'm not giving
What's
out anything like that. No, I'm on the
All
call.
All right, well, who's favored?
He's a professional.
Who's favored?
McGuanago did win the game earlier in the season when they played each other, but Muskego's best player, Jack Labish, their fullback in the wing tee offense, he went out in that game after only four carries, so I think it's going to be
back.
A tight one. He's back. Yeah.
Do we expect a low-scoring tilt, or do you expect to be yelling touchdowns at a pretty high level?
I always hope for touchdowns at a high level. I have a feeling this is going to be a physical grind it out. We may not get to double-digit passes. This is going to be old-school football tonight.
All right. That'll be quick. You'll be home quick because you probably have college game day tomorrow, so it works good.
Yeah, and then we'll be able to stop and get some custard on the way home. It'll be great.
Yep.
Well, and again, I don't want to spend more of the show talking about someone who's not here than I have to, but is Jesse doing a lot of trash talking, or is it just me, for a guy who has not attended Muskego High School in 15 years, right? He's 33, would have graduated when he were 18. He takes a lot of credit for Muskego's successes as well. And this is a big one. So I don't want to root against them just because of Jesse. But
rivalries matter, Jason. He's a fan. You're not a fan. You don't get it.
That's true. That's exactly what it is. I don't. I also spent some time yesterday talking to people about the rivalry that the Packers have this week with the Chicago Bears. And Matt LaFleur, I don't know if he's an avid listener to our show. I think he's more of a podcast guy, but showed a video. Mike Halbach and the video crew put together a historical retrospective of Packers Bears that they showed to the team yesterday. Tausch, I said this earlier in the week that back in the old days, when we at least pretended that it was a big rivalry, that's what your coaches would do. To ramp up the intensity. What do you make of Matt LaFleur doing this week with his young team after I had multiple young players say, yeah, I don't really care about the rivalry. It's just another game.
That's probably why Matt LaFleur felt like this needed to be done. And I just remember my first year, like Leroy, I know, was our vocal leader my first two seasons when he was kind of finishing his career up. And he would speak on it, but then Mike Sherman would bring in Dave Robinson. Fuzzy Thurston came in. And you just felt, you knew you have these legends that would come in and tell you about the disdain and how meaningful this game was. And I think a lot of times, and it's just a different era. Like, there is not the same. Players move around a lot more, obviously. for us, the Bears were kind of that rival because it was Urlacher and Briggs and, you know, Ogunleye, Tommy Harris. They're guys we played 5-6 years. That is, in this league,
yeah,
that's forever.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, Urlacher and I, we all came in at the same year, so I played my whole career. We'd be going against Urlacher, and I don't remember what year Briggs got drafted, but there is a specialness to it from a franchise standpoint. But I can't sit here in good faith and tell you that it is the biggest rival as we sit here on 11:15 at 9:10 a.m. because rivalries need to be for something, too. Mm-hmm. If both teams now, if Green Bay is at the top, then it's more, well, the Bears are going to throw the records out the window. We're going to come in there. I'm not even hearing that because the Bears are still like kind of hovering, and they haven't bottomed out yet, I don't think. Maybe this will be the bottoming out
week.
But that always adds more juice to it. So I love the fact that Matt LaFleur, who I think Matt LaFleur and – the organization as a whole, I think, has moved a little bit away from the traditions and the history. I think you're always going to have that, but it's more what's new, how are we going to stay into the future? And in this league now, the rivalries from a player standpoint, they are not as important as the fans. Fans are still going to hate Viking fans. They're still going to despise Bear fans, especially on those weeks. And I think it's important for the players to understand that history. So I like the fact, I don't know if this is the first time Matt has done this, but I love the fact, especially with the feeling of the juice isn't there from the Packers standpoint. It's just, it's a bye week. We're better than them. We should do this. Anytime I'm hearing all this stuff, I got Brusty saying 0%. You hear all those things, antennas go up. And I'm telling you right now, NFL players are prideful people now.
Mm-hmm.
They are a prideful group. And when somebody's telling them you stink and there's no chance and it's 0%, guys are going to bow up. Now, whether or not there's enough talent to do anything about bowing up, that's the other side of this that we'll find out. But I don't think Green Bay is going to take this thing lying down. I think this is one of those cases. If I'm Matt LaFleur, I'm saying, hey, this is going to be – they're going to come out with some initial punch.
Mm-hmm.
Knock their blank out. Because this is a game, and I know we're getting to the keys of the game later. This is, I'm going to give you a spoiler. Start fast, pummel, and bury. Not Joe Barry. I'm talking Barry.
Barry Alvarez.
Start fast, pummel them, because this is a fragile team. This is more fragile than that beautiful leg trophy in the Christmas story. That group, they're not going to withstand all that, you know, axe bar and prying that bad boy open. They drop this thing just a little bit, she's shattering. That's a fragile group down there. And when you got a fragile group, fire that box around, beat them around, and bury it. Be done with them. That's what the Green Bay Packers are going to need to do.
And the old man isn't going to be able to glue it back together like he does in the movie, trying to save his broken leg. Lamp. All right, so I am curious, though, because the fact that Matt LaFleur did this, I was talking yesterday with Josh Myers. He said they've never done this before during his time here. So the fact that he felt compelled, that was what I wanted to get to, and I think you're probably right, that he probably sensed it a little bit, right? Just another
game.
Are
they putting signs up yet?
No, we don't do signs. No, we don't do that sort of thing. Nope, we don't do that.
Ace of Base is going to be very disappointed.
Indeed. For those of you that are...
Hunter, do you have any idea what I'm talking about?
Nope. I have no clue what you just said.
Okay.
I saw the signs and it opened up my eyes. It
opened up my mind. I saw the sign. 1994. What a hit.
I do think that it's interesting, though, that he felt compelled to do this. And we're going to ask Matt LaFleur, or at least I'm going to, a little bit later, about why he felt it was necessary. Because he didn't mention it yesterday that they did it.
Do you think he's feeling like there's an overconfidence about what's going on?
That's what I'm wondering, right? Maybe they're listening too much to people roughly their age, like Alex Stroh and Ben Brust, who are talking like there's no way in God's green earth the Bears can win this game. And I understand they are spiraling. There's no doubt about it.
Fragile, right? They
are in total disarray. But what's crazy about where they're at is that 3 weeks ago, if Matt Eberflus calls a timeout when he sees his idiot safety trash talking.
Don't put that. I'm not going to put that one on Eberflus. The 15 yards is okay.
Right. But they spiraled in those closing moments in a game that they should have won. They would have been 5-2.
They got ghosted. And I know we did not do a ghost, I don't believe, video this year.
Uh-huh.
Their spirit, when you see their defensive backs laying on the field,
yeah, left
their
spirits
bodies. Left.
Yeah.
That was it.
Yeah.
That was it.
The penny up the door.
And I don't think they have the fortitude with a lame duck coach to pull this. I'm telling you right now, this is going to be their last stand with this group. With this coaching staff, this is their new coordinator. It is going to be the Bears' last stand, and I don't know how willing the infantry is to keep going. Like, I legit think if you're going to see a couple guys get up front, it's going to be, hey, I'm going to head in. Hey, I'm going to head in. I'm just telling you, hey, well, it's war when it comes to that. I'm not saying
what is it good for?
A football deal. It's going to be how committed is this group going to be? How committed is this group going to be to fighting? Because this is the time you need to be tough and you need to be one as a group. And when you don't, and I'm sure they don't feel that. That's why you test them early, because it's just like a big underdog. And I know this isn't like a monster deal, but this is one of those cases where I think if you have a big up, you have like a Western Michigan coming into Camp Randall. You always hear coaches say, just don't give him any life.
Mm-hmm.
Don't give him any belief. That this is this weekend to a T. You want to make people look at it and say, I don't know, it's a little wet out. I think I'm going to start looking at my self-interest more importantly than the teams.
So we'll move on from this after this, but I am curious. You got to be there anyway, right, as a player.
What do you mean?
So you're the game's being played. You're suited up. You're playing the game. The eye in the sky don't lie. If you play less than with optimum effort, that shows. Film not only matters to the team you're currently on, but if you're not going to be playing for this team a year from now, that film is out there for everybody. I've never quite understood, like, you got to play. You're there for the 3 hours. You can't leave and go grocery shopping. So why not play your hardest while you're there? Like, I'm fascinated by the psyche of professional players. I get it. If you're a high school or college person who's still developing as a human, I have a better understanding of it. But you're in the NFL. You only get so many games in the NFL. Why half-ass it? Even if your team sucks.
And listen, I'm not saying they're going to half-ass it.
I know you're not.
I'm going to say
but some guys will.
I'm going to say the belief in what is going on is not going to be fully vested. Because there are plenty of guys that are gator arm and balls, and especially late in the season when guys are looking up their travel plans and saying, oh, boy, Cabo in January looks pretty good. Like, that's just, it's human nature.
Okay.
If you feel like the ship is sinking, not every dude is going to stay. Not everybody's a captain. You're going to have some roses jumping into life vests or life rafts. You're going to have people that are going to say,
Rose
I don't
actually
know,
got out of the life raft, but be that as it may.
You get my point.
I do.
That's where this thing is. And, yes, guys aren't going to go out there and half blanket when they're in the field. But are they also understanding where they're at?
Mm.
They are.
Yeah.
And a fast start this week, I think, is really going to be critical.
Well, they may be half-hearted on Sunday. We are never half-hearted when it comes to talking about Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin.
Don't spend another winter shivering at home with the wind. Ow, through your windows. We don't want to be hearing that. We want to hear zip, tightened up. That means you're saving on energy. Take advantage of this deal at Pella. No interest, no payments for 12 months. Keep your home comfortable and save on energy bills thanks to the customizable windows and doors from Pella. Pella can design them to look like they've been a part of your home throughout its history. Visit PellaWI.com today to learn more. Certain restrictions do apply. This offer ends November 30th.
Dan Orlovsky said something that caught Jesse Nelson's ear. We'll see if it catches Tausch's.
Who's Jesse?
Who's Jesse? He said he took another Friday off. Who's Jesse? Next, it's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella today, 855-PELLA-WI, and online at PellaWI.com/radio.
This Hunter Vaughn character, man.
Yeah, he's good. I knew he'd play that.
Does a nice job.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yep.
I'd be careful really about taking days off around here. We got some up and coming talent around here.
Some young talent for sure.
Yeah. Hunter, would you consider yourself young still?
I mean, I am the same age as Jesse, so I don't know if I would be able to be considered young anymore. Just newer talent,
newish. Yeah. You're kind of a you're that free agent pickup that has a lot of upside, and you continue to show it. I think Goody would. You're the kind of guy.
I'm
Goody
Xavier
would
McKinney.
Sign. Well, let's not get carried away.
Oh, man.
Maybe you're DJ Moore.
Who would he be?
That's a great question. Let me give that some more thought because I know you want to hear what Dan Orlovsky has to say. Especially since you made a reference to A Christmas Story, and he apparently is taking a page out of Ralphie's vocabulary. Only I didn't say fudge. Here is Dan Orlovsky discussing why the Packers will beat the Bears on Sunday, unless, of course, Jordan Love doesn't do something that he wants Jordan Love to do. Here's Dan Orlovsky.
Jordan Love and the Packers, are they going to blow out Caleb Williams and the struggling Bears? And if so, then why?
Well, they won't if Jordan Love continues to make plays like this. I love Jordan Love, but in 7 starts this year, he's got 10 picks and 4 fumbles. Do the math. That's 2 times a game. It's like, oh my gosh, I regret that decision. And he's got to get rid of these 2 plays a game where it's, I think I can do the thing that nobody else on the planet can do, this YOLO style of football, this there's no consequence to my decisions. If he gets to that, yeah, then they're going to blow out Chicago, and they're a legit contender to Detroit.
Fudge it moment.
Fudge it moments, yes.
Fudge it.
Something we all say all the time.
Fudge it.
I don't know if that will make it into a hotkey. Like, who the hell cares what Ben Brust thinks? Or words to that effect. Do you think he's been saying, to use their term from Get Up There, fudge it? Do you think that's what he's been saying when he's throwing these interceptions?
Jordan?
Yeah.
No. I think it's just...
I don't think so either.
The one out of the end zone was probably the closest to a fudge it.
I mean, you're not very comfortable with this at all, are you?
No, just let me get rid of the ball. What I am, I think Dan with the YOLO and everything else, the bottom line is the most important thing from a quarterback standpoint is protecting the football. You'll hear it every time. Besides the center, you're the only guy that touches the ball every play.
Fudge
and
play.
You have to value it. They've gotten away with some sloppy play against some sloppy teams.
Mm-hmm.
They did not get away with sloppy play when they've played good teams.
Mm-hmm.
That's happened, and they've lost. You can make a really good argument outside of Arizona. Teams with a winning record, they haven't beaten. Mm-hmm. Texans, but the Texans' offensive line, and it was just a good match. All that stuff. So I think Dan is basically saying what I've been saying now for 2 or 3 weeks. And I think you know where I'm going with this. Instead of YOLOing it, this just needs to be this needs to be a light pack. Grab your little stroller suitcase deal. You put a suit in there.
Stroller suitcase.
Make sure you, Yeah, where you roll behind it, a little roller deal. Don't pack the cape and the tights. Just don't. I don't need you to be Superman. This is all about this.
With Ronica / Lois.
You laugh about it, but the general point is 100% accurate. You might need that cape. Go get it dry clean, because next week against San Fran with that pass rush and with what they do, and with their offense with McCaffrey being back, you're going to need to pull out. You're going to have to jump in a phone booth and potentially throw that cape on. But you won't have to this week. So leave it at the dry cleaners. Put it in your closet. Don't put it in your stroller bag. Just come down, do your yeoman's deal, grab a meal, enjoy your time with old girl, have a nice little trip down to Michigan Ave, get to the hotel, study, get up, kick a little tail, and head home. That's what this is, and that you don't need a YOLO cape experience this weekend.
Take a beat. Have a meal with Ronica, Superman, Super Jordan.
Do you think he will take that approach?
Yes. And it needs to be from the head football coach, too. Like, don't come out and, you know, try to do a ton of big, you know, we got to do this. We got a tight window. No, just come out with your game plan. This doesn't need to be over the top.
So don't go Don't go shot play on the first snap.
No, I'm not saying do shots, but I'm saying this is a meat and potatoes game. You don't need caviar. Just bring your meat and potatoes and do your job.
Do they have caviar at cut?
I think they do. You don't need to go all out here. This needs to be a meat and potatoes. All right, we're better, but we got to go out and execute. We got to go do it. This doesn't need to be trick plays and all that. Like, we're better than they are. We are. Okay. Go out and prove it. And don't get caught up in putting Jordan in a position where you're going to have opportunities to give short fields. Just have a smart, simple. This needs to be, we'd always do this after a tough loss. Now, we had a bye week, but after tough losses, it was fundamentals, smaller playbook. It was as right as rain. Every time that happened to us, we'd get pummeled or we'd have a bad game. It was, this is what's going to get us back on track. And when you're playing a team that you know is going to have a hard time putting points up. They haven't scored a touchdown in 2 weeks. Is that math accurate?
23 consecutive possessions without a touchdown.
Yeah. So, and I don't want to misconstrue this and say, well, don't do anything. Just hand the ball off. No. Do your stuff. But you know what you're good at. You know you don't need to double pop pass. Just go do your stuff. Meat and potatoes. Make yourself a stew and head home. Easy.
All right, we need to do the green and gold game preview, which will allow Hunter to spread his wings some more as I try to figure out which free agent addition. You know, I think he's kind of an Adrian Amos. Remember from that 2019 class? Everyone who's gone now, by the way. You know, he's not Za'Darius Smith. He's not a mean before we got.
Maybe more Billy Turner. Like a real critical piece. Was able to step in and do a lot of good stuff.
Yeah. Okay. I preferred Adrian Amos, but sure, Billy Turner works too. But we look forward to him presenting the Green and Gold game preview coming up next after Tausch tells us about another 78-day trip to Fortrea for $29,000.
We got a couple of shorter studies.
Tell me about those.
It's all good stuff. Again, head over to FortreaClinicalTrials.com. You're looking for a little extra cash. Not just big people, not everybody needs to be breastfeeding. These studies today, surgically sterile males and females of non-childbearing potential, ages 18 to 55. Body mass index 18 to 32. And I love these, a little variant in your study. 12 to 22 nights, one follow-up, and your compensation ranges from $11,716 all the way up to $18,786. For your time and participation. And if you refer a friend, get another $500 per qualified referral. Head over to FortreaClinicalTrials.com. That's Fortrea, F-O-R-T-R-E-A, ClinicalTrials.com.
The Green and Gold game preview is next, so stick around. It's Wilde and Tausch.
Wilde and Tausch is brought to you by Tito's Handmade Vodka. Tito's makes the good stuff for good times. Find recipes, videos, and more at Tito'sVodka.com.
The Superman theme brings us back. Is this becoming one of your new favorites on our program? They take a beat, have a meal, spend some time with Lois. We've gotten a lot of it lately, and I feel like you're feeling really good about it. Like, you've even got that kind of I'm proud of myself kind of facial expression every time you have the opportunity to use it.
So, I mean, when I'm looking at this team, that is one of the issues that we're having is Jordan is doing, you can, in basketball, we call it hero ball. In football, it's, you know, you're trying to be Superman. You're trying to make plays that are outside of what you're being asked to do. And sometimes that's great. And I don't have a problem. Like, some of the interceptions that he's had, I don't have a problem with. Like that throw, and I think it was versus Houston, when the guy just jumped the out route. Hey, great play. Well done. Tip the cap, move on with your life. It's the out of the back of the end zone, and it's trying to dump a screen pass. And I put that one on LaFleur as well as Jordan for not fully understanding. We didn't need to do all that. So it's a combination of things, but the thing that's holding this team back right now is dumb plays, trying to do too much. This is a really talented roster. This is a really good football team. And they're going to get better and better. You can't, if you're always fighting yourself, it's really hard to beat really good teams. You can overcome it against crappy teams. You can't against the big boys. And your goals aren't to just be a nice playoff team and, oh, maybe we'll get a win. This is a championship team, and now it's time to grow up. It's time to grow up. Hopefully, that process starts going off on Sunday, and you know, I said it before. I just sense that this thing is a rocket ship. We've had some wind issues. We've had some other stuff, and it is ready to launch. But time to get going. It's time to get going.
Time also to get going with the Green and Gold game preview.
Let's take a closer look at this week's matchup. This is the Green and Gold Game Preview.
All right, gentlemen. We start our Green and Gold Game Preview with what is the big storyline heading into this Sunday's game, Tausch?
I think this is all from a Packer standpoint. It's all about the health of Jordan Love and whether or not it is a full tilt where we are ready to rock and roll. I mean, the biggest storyline is what Bears team is going to show up, but I don't really care about that because I just told you this is now about this group and cleaning up what they need to clean up. So from a Packers standpoint, Jordan was not 100% healthy. He has been battling things all season. This bye week actually did come at a perfect time for him and for this team. And if you can get all these guys back, this team is fully loaded. It's time to blast off, and I think that's what we're going to see on Sunday.
Yeah, I think it's what Tausch said earlier. I'm forgetting now the what was the mantra that you had about starting fast. You didn't even use the constrictor thing, which is usually what you do, but. Anyway, you don't remember it either, judging from your face right now.
No, I don't want to interrupt you. I want you to go. Looking at some YouTube comments.
Okay, I'm going to ask you. What was it again? What was the recipe for beating these guys?
Smothering.
It was like three things. Bury, Barry was definitely in there. It was the last one.
Yeah. Yeah.
You don't remember the others either, which is fine. That's what it is,
well,
though.
I didn't bring it up.
Don't give them.
Yeah, I didn't bring.
It was yours.
I was referring back to you. I'm not bringing it back up. Well, fast well, start, and then in essence, you're taking you're sucking the life out of them. Ghost.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to put you in a bad position there of remembering what you had said. That's on me.
Why would I need to do that? If you're going to bring up a point, bring it up.
I'm
confused.
So am I. I'm confused. Bury them. I remember that.
What did you say last week about burying them?
Yes. Comparing something that I said last week to something you said 20 minutes ago is the same thing. My point is that Tausch is right. Don't give them hope. That's the biggest thing. Mm-hmm. Right? I mean, if Matt LaFleur is going to insist on taking the ball, on winning coin tosses, then go down and put the damn ball in the end zone.
Nah.
Which you have not done.
I want him to defer and let's just go win. This needs to just be, I'm telling you, meat and potatoes. We don't need to set tone. Let's just go win. Meat and potatoes it.
You don't think there's anything to the idea of you could completely end this, your biggest rival's season, if you just go out there and just absolutely demolish them for an entire game? There's no, they don't care anything
about
that.
Nobody's saying don't demolish. Yeah, Hunter, nobody's saying don't demolish them. I'm saying you don't need to reinvent the wheel to demolish them. And the Arizona blanket Cardinals just demolished. The Patriots just demolished them. We're a heck of a lot better than that. So all I'm saying is, yeah, if you can, step on them, suffocate, bury them. But all I'm saying is don't give them any room by trying to be cutesy-ootsy, artsy.
Cutesy-ootsy, artsy. And then go to cut. Next!
Besides Jordan Love, which player is the most important to the Packers having success on Sunday?
I'm nervous about this because I don't want to tip my hand on my Steinhoffel.
Oh, jeez.
So I'm going to say this. The defensive line, this needs to be a statement game from them.
Ooh.
I don't care if it's Devontae Wyatt. I don't care if it's going to be Enagbare or Van Ness or what's the Mosby? Lloyd Mosby.
Oh, my God.
Jesse Barfield. I don't care. But these guys can't protect, and I'm guessing the new offensive coordinator is going to do everything in his power to get the ball out of his hand quick and try to run and play action. But this group needs to come out of here with a five-piece nug. I'm not even asking for six. This team needs to get a five-piece nug up front. And then a bunch of pressures and a bunch of disruption, but I'm going to be disappointed. I'm setting that number at five, and they better hit it. That's a nug. You can get that nug. Five-piece nug. That's my deal.
Thank you for clarifying. Was this the, besides Jordan Love, which player is most important, and you never gave a player? Is that what occurred there?
I said the D-line. I said the entire defensive line. I named a bunch of guys.
Yeah, because he doesn't want to tip his hand on his Steinhoffler. Yeah.
I don't want to.
I'm going Dontavion Wicks, who I may or may not have written about in today's Wisconsin State Journal. This is a guy who has dropped seven passes. Seven. Tied for second most in the league. But the last time the Packers played the Bears, he had two touchdown catches at Lambeau Field in a 17-9 win that sent the Packers to the playoffs last year. This is a chance for him to get right. And with Jordan Love, as I discussed with Jordan and with Dontavion, with Jordan Love practicing, their chemistry starting to return. So we'll see if that carries over into Sunday. Next!
Our last one. The Packers win their 11th straight game against the rival Chicago Bears if...
I believe that if the Chicago Bears running game doesn't get going and this group holds them to, I'll even say, under 100 yards rushing, I don't know where they're going to get any offense. Their offense stinks. They are in shambles. So I can't do the turnovers, even though the only way Green Bay loses this game is by giving up special teams points and turning the football over. But even with all that, I completely think if they can't run the football and Green Bay says no, they have no way to move the football consistently. That is going to be the key from my end.
The Green Bay Packers win their 11th straight game against the rival Chicago Bears if their bus arrives safely at Soldier Field.
Oh, Brusty. That is such a Brusty comment.
No, I just wanted to use the bus. Look, there is a path to defeat. It's the Jordan Love making mistakes. It's other ways that they turn the ball over. It's if for some reason Thomas Brown has a game plan that keeps Caleb Williams from getting annihilated by pass rushers, gets the ball out of his hand quickly, mixes things up, and they're able to have some production in the run game. Like, Swift is a good player. Like, they have guys that can be productive. You looked at them going into the season and said, they got Keenan Allen, they got Rome Odunze, they've got Cole Kmet, who is a good tight end.
Yeah, they have DJ Moore. Is their offensive line going to be able to do what they
no,
need?
That,
the answer
that, and
is
I,
every
I,
year,
I agree.
It's been no.
But it's not like they don't have skill position players.
Jason, I'm telling you right now, Green Bay better go down there with a workman attitude. Don't do any frilly stuff. It's just, this is a game, I think in a normal, you're playing them late in the season. Their confidence is, if this game's earlier in the season, it's much more of a dogfight.
Mm-hmm.
But just listening and understanding where this team is, you have their best wideout sipping Gatorade while Caleb Williams is back there scrambling for his life.
Yeah, not great, Bob. Not great.
So it's not who you play, it's when you play them.
Sure.
And this isn't the most ideal time to play this Bear team, because I'm telling you right now, if I'm in that locker room, I am so sick and tired of hearing about people telling me how much I suck and how brutal we are and how inept we are. Now, that's great, and it's great to be focused on that, but if you're any good, then all of a sudden the reality hits. It's like, damn, maybe these guys, are right.
quick question before we move on and we get to trivia. You mentioned DJ Moore leaving the field.
Yep.
Obviously, DJ Moore has had his issues this season. I'm not saying he hasn't. But you talked yesterday, at my behest, about the idea of, hey, I'm not going to talk up a guy and get him all riled up by trash-talking him. Is there a chance that Xavier McKinney unearthing the May quote, and not quoting him accurately, about, you know, disrespecting him, gets DJ Moore a little bit fired up and leads to some measure of productivity from him because he's actually motivated?
Maybe. I mean, it's definitely more likely than it would have been prior. And if I'm him, I am going to do everything in my power to say blank off to X, because X came at him strong. And by the way,
he did.
I think accurately. I know he maybe misquoted him. Who doesn't misquote people in today's day and age, am I right? So that's, I think that it's this whole deal and how it is. That's why I'm nervous. I am not nervous to the point Green Bay is not going to beat him. Yeah. I do think there's going to be a big push, an onslaught from the jump in this game.
And you have to weather it and then move past it.
You're going to see them empty the bucket. But if you just fortify and hold up, I got a hunch that Crumble City, USA.
Patrick Finley from the Chicago Sun-Times asked DJ Moore yesterday about Xavier McKinney's comments. Quote, trash talk is trash talk. We'll see on Sunday what it all plays out to be. So we'll see what DJ Moore has.
I'll tell you what, it's always nice when you're having the trash talk and you got the horses behind you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You're right about that. All right.
So we'll see. I do not want us all to just assume. I don't want people to think like you just said, just get off the bus.
Yeah, but I was making a joke.
Roll your helmets out on the field. Like, that was always a good one. Oh, yeah. Just throw your helmets. Well, first off, I'd have my helmet on. I'm not going to just throw it out. Maybe my head won't be on. But NFL players are a prideful group. I would think that the Bears are going to empty their pride bucket out on that field on Sunday.
And then somehow beat the Packers and then lose four more after that. All right, let's play trivia. Hunter, you had no role whatsoever in this trivia. Is that correct?
Correct.
So we can still complain about Jesse, even though he's not
here. Spiro Agnew. What? Spiro Agnew's vice presidency. What went wrong?
Yeah, was the address of the Watergate Hotel?
That was the route I wanted to go, but I got vetoed very quickly by Jesse.
All right. Well, instead, the trivia category is the number one Ducks. Questions about the Badgers taking on the top-ranked Oregon Ducks on Saturday night at Camp Randall Stadium. Caller number 10. Caller 10. 844-770-3776. 844-770-3776. Caller 10 plays trivia and plays next. It's Wildy and Tausch.
This is Wildy and Tausch, brought to you by Grassland Butter. Grassland Dairy is Wisconsin. Learn more at grasslandbutter.com.
Life is a funny old dog, isn't it?
I don't know.
Earlier in the week,
is it?
We have a first-time contestant for the first time in quite a while, and I point that out. And now, for Friday trivia, we have another first-time contestant.
So is that David. Three this week? Is that three it's, this week? Because we had one yesterday.
Yeah, it's at least two. I've lost track. It's been a long week. David, good morning. Welcome to Wildy and Tausch Trivia.
What do you mean it's been a long week?
Morning, guys.
There's a few things going on. I got some things going on. Hi, David. How are you?
Let me hear about it. David, I want to hear about it.
I'm doing
what's going on?
I'm sorry that Tausch keeps interrupting you, David. Physical therapy? You coming back from an injury?
Yes, workers.
Is it upper body or lower body?
Oh, boy.
Upper left shoulder replacement titanium.
Titanium. So you're like the $6 million man.
No, I'm kind of Superman.
Oh, put the cape away this weekend, Dave. We don't need the cape this weekend. Just get you a meal. Go down and play some football.
Say hi to Lois for us. All right.
Is there anything else? Dave, how's your blood work? I'm just sitting here like, what other questions is Jason going to ask David here before we get... David's HDL is...
He was coming back from physical therapy, so I asked what he was rehabbing.
I know.
David, how are your triglycerides?
How are the lipids? The lipids good?
Lipids.
Whatever.
It's
which
two hours
quarterback?
On my Coors Light.
There we go.
Yes. Okay.
Which quarterback started for the Badgers when Wisconsin met Oregon in the 2012 Rose Bowl? Is it Russell Wilson? Joel Stave? Yes, sir.
Or Graham Mertz, I know it's not that funny. Sorry, I'm writing this at 1:30 in the morning.
Pity party. That is so soft by Jesse to write that. Oh, what a worker. Jesse, thank you so much for staying up so late to write trivia.
Not only that, But the second question is a quarter. It's almost the exact same question with just a different game.
Yeah, it's not.
Lazy. All right, David, question two. Which quarterback started for the Badgers the last time Wisconsin played Oregon in the 2020 Rose Bowl? Was the starting Badgers quarterback Alex Hornibrook, Jack Cohn, or Bart Houston?
B.
Indeed. Two for two.
Nice.
Surprisingly, question three does not start with which quarterback started for the Badgers.
All right, last one. Let's get a let's finish the week perfect here. In which year did the Wisconsin Badgers last defeat the Oregon Ducks in a football game? Is it the 60s, the 80s, or 2000s?
Sugar. C.
Nice! Fudge! Sugar and fudge. David, what a debut. Three for three.
Really well done.
If you're a Packers fan, you're hoping that Thomas Brown does not have as good of a debut as the play caller for the Bears as you just had in trivia. Hey, thanks for playing, buddy, and welcome.
He won't.
Spoiler alert. And, hey, good luck with your rehab. What's the timeline on your recovery?
It's been 10 weeks since surgery, another 2 months at least.
Okay, well,
what's
keep
your range of motion in that shoulder? How's the range?
It's about 50% lift up arm, straight up.
I'm going to tell you this. I don't know if you felt this, David. You can't sleep. Shoulder surgeries suck, and it's not, they're painful, but you just can't sleep. Like, I could not sleep. I had 3 months where do you feel the same way, David, or is the replacement a lot better?
You made fun of me, and now we're breaking down his sleep schedule.
Yes.
Yeah.
This is actually the second surgery. The first surgery was a flop, so they did a total replacement and second surgery.
Okay.
So how are you sleeping?
All right.
No.
Well,
that's my answer.
All right, David, we are pulling for your recovery. We appreciate your loyalty to the show.
Congratulations.
You've got four entries into the drawing, which Hunter may or may not be entrusted to do later in the program. Thanks, buddy. We appreciate you. Good luck on your recovery.
Yeah, thank you, guys. Have a good weekend.
Hey, as long as his shoulder has enough strength to lift up a bottle of Coors Light when the mountains are blue, everything's fine.
Yeah, David's going to have a Coors Light after his heavy rehab today. I'm going to have a couple of Coors Lights tonight, brewed with that three-step cold process, cold lager, cold filtered. And it is cold packaged, so it's made to chill. Born in the Rocky Mountains of Colorado in 1978, Coors Light is refreshing. It is crisp. It is only 102 calories. That's why it is Coors Light in my hand when I need a moment to chill. Celebrate responsibly. Coors Brewing Company, a Golden, Colorado.
The 10 o'clock hour starts in 2 minutes, so be here. It's Wilde and Tausch.
Don't go anywhere. Another hour of Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, is coming up next on ESPN Wisconsin, the ESPN app, and Wisconsin On Demand.